Hello, this is Mark Imbert speaking, chief editor of the European Respiratory Journal. Today, I'm delighted to welcome our close colleague and friend, Professor G.B. Migliori, associate editor of the ERJ, in charge of tuberculosis. Professor Migliori is director of the WHO Collaborating Center for Tuberculosis and Lung Diseases at the Fondazione Maugeri in Tradate in Italy. G.B. is also ERS Secretary General. The ERJ has recently published a series of articles dealing with tuberculosis in refugees, and we considered that it was very timely to discuss this in our monthly podcast. Hello, GB. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for inviting me for this podcast.
Yeah, it's our great pleasure. So, GB, can you describe TB prevention and control in refugees and its implications for TB control and elimination?
Yes, thank you very much. Let's say that the first issue is that the flow of refugees and migrants to Europe has become an extremely hot issue with, of course, a lot of media pressure, but also several scientific implications. It is a fact that in 2015, over 1 million refugees and migrants arrived in Europe from different paths, by sea mainly, or by land. And this number is almost five times higher than the 219,000 who reached Europe in 2014. So the problem is much bigger. We have to consider that, let's say, the strategies that are presently in force, the WHO strategies, include TB control. That means diagnosing and treating as rapidly as possible the patients, the individuals who are infectious, so largely the sputum-smear positive, and that the elimination is a kind of additional strategy that adds to this the management of latent tuberculosis infection. That means diagnosing and treating the reservoir of latently infected individuals. We prevent future generations to be affected by TB. And the ERJ has recently published a WHO important document, cornerstone document, on TB elimination in low TB incidence countries. And this document includes eight areas which are relevant for elimination. And some of these areas are pretty obvious. The first one is political commitment, funding, etc. The second is addressing the most vulnerable and hard-to-reach groups. Other areas are, of course, the core activity, which is the screening for TB and latent TB, prevention and care of drug-resistant TB, surveillance, monitoring, research, global support. But the core area is the area number three that says addressing special needs of migrants and cross-border issues. Now, the ERJ is really in the front line in discussing these issues. It published a couple of years ago the very important WHO European region paper on the cross-border control that is really the most important recent publication, which analyzes which are the overall issues, the issues of the rights of immigrants as human beings, and the importance in terms of human rights, but also of public health, to allow their full and rapid and free course diagnosis and treatment. We have an important series of papers on the TB Consilium, the platform, electronic platform that ERS and WHO Euro together has put together, both to support clinicians in managing difficult to treat cases of tuberculosis, but also there is a new branch on cross-border migration that allows physicians in different countries, physicians who have treated cases, who have to, let's say, connect the doctor where the patient is referred to, or physicians hosting patients that have been treated abroad before and needs to connect with the originally treated physician and so on. This instrument had been presented in the WHO governmental conference in May this year in Catania, specifically directed towards the control of migration, so very important, and ERS is in the front line with the Consilium. We have an important letter Meikonyen Erkens on TB elimination in the Netherlands and the management of LTBI, which includes migrants as well. We have in the July issue two important letters from the Netherlands, one from KNCV and one from the reference center there, on the yield of screening of migrants, and that generated also a response by WHO. So the topic is important, and those letters are really relevant in that sense. We have a letter on migration and MER in Cameroon with issues related to the local transborder problems in Africa, and an answer by WHO Geneva. We have the statement of ERS, the European branch of the Union, and participation of WHO. And finally, we have an important survey done by ERS and WHO Euro on the policies in Europe that I will comment later.
Thank you. It's very nice of you to be so active and to put us as frontliners for TB control, elimination, etc. So the ERJ is delighted to host all these very important papers, letters, and correspondences. So, GB, should we screen for TB in refugees? And what about latent tuberculosis infection?
Those are very important questions. Let's say that we do need to screen for both. And the fact is that in almost all, vast majority anyway, of the EU countries, over 50% of all cases are among foreign-born. And we need to ensure that the principles of the new WHO NTB strategy are applied, and those principles specifically are mentioned in the pillar two of the strategies are the universal access, that means everyone should be able to report and be diagnosed and treated for free without any fear to be expelled or notified to police, because this will prevent referral. Social protection, that means the possibility that those people are and their families are supported economically till the end of treatment, and the prevention of catastrophic costs that in some countries occur because of TB. So a person sick with TB prevent the family to have the income to survive. It is clear from this study performed by ERS and WHO in Europe that there are very many different approaches in Europe, very country-specific. In some countries, the numbers are particularly large. In general, that is about 90% of EU countries, TB disease is screened, and this is done using different algorithms, usually around symptoms-based questionnaires and a different combination of radiology and bacteriology. That, by the way, radiology has been recently reevaluated for its capacity in view of the new computerized radiological systems and for the low emissions that they ensure. And there are also new approaches in standardized or automatizing eventually also the reading. Of course, the spirit of the recommendations of the different organizations, including WHO, is that countries need to have their own strategy that is based on cost effectiveness and local epidemiology. So I like to mention a Swiss example in which Switzerland decided, in order to reduce the costs and increase the cost effectiveness, to implement a system based on scores, on points, that are given through the different characteristics of the migrants and asylum seekers, so that based on local epidemiology, the symptoms-based questionnaires and other elements, they are going to screen effectively those who are above a certain threshold of points, and this demonstrated to work pretty well. In terms of latent infection, the WHO recommendations in a very important WHO document, which has been recently also published in DRJ, that are the guidelines for LTB management, the immigrants from high burden countries are considered under conditional recommendation for systematic testing and treatment that should be considered country by country, where unfortunately the evidence is rather low, and of course much more evidence is needed. And of course, this is a priority for future research. And further research is needed to improve our diagnostic of latent infection that presently is based on IGRA and or use of PPD Mantoux testing.
Well, thank you, GB. And what are the problems now related to the treatment of tuberculosis and latent tuberculosis?
The main problem, let's say we have two main problems. One is related to the fact that those are mobile populations. And the second is that it is in some countries difficult to screen all of these people and even a large part of these people because of large numbers, as in general screening is done in specialized centers that countries have developed for screening refugees. So the treatment of TB is easier in a way because the numbers are lower than the infected ones, but still in some countries it's large. And these populations are mobile by definition, so they tend to disappear. And if they have any fear to be reported to police or to be, let's say, transferred out or accompanied in the country of destination, then they tend not to report. And this is a problem both for the individuals and for the community because the disease has no borders. And if these patients are infectious, they continue to spread the infection in the community. So it's very important that they are diagnosed and treated as soon as possible and never deported. In terms of LTBI, it's clear that the numbers are much larger, and then countries need to target interventions. In April this year, the WHO has organized in Korea, together with the Korean Ministry of Health, a very important conference on LTBI management, which in a way is a follow-up of the article, the RJ article on the WHO guidelines on latent TB infection. And they presented a very interesting study, meta-analysis that has been performed, that demonstrates that presently, from published data, out of 100 individuals screened and 60% testing positive, only 40% are recommended for treatment of latent infection, and 20% only complete treatment, so from 100 to 60 to 20. So it is clear that those individuals have an individual benefit, but the overall public health strategy, which at the end is TB elimination, is not reached if these numbers are that low. This confirms findings from also the recent survey that ERS and WHO and CDC made, the study by D'Ambrosio and others published in the ERJ, that demonstrates that Europe is not that prepared for TB elimination in some areas, and this area of LTBI management is one of the areas that needs really more work.
Well, thank you. So can you describe the policies on refugees in the context of tuberculosis prevention and care?
Yes, there is an interesting study that has been done by ERS, the Union Europe region, and WHO on the different management policies among refugees in European countries. So a questionnaire investigating screening and management practice among refugees was sent to the national TB program representatives of 38 low and intermediate TB incidence European countries or territories of the WHO European region. There was a high response rate, 36 countries responded out of 38, so almost everyone. And 86% reported they were screening for active TB, and only 19 were screening for LTBI. This means, of course, that there is much more attention to the screening of TB disease than latent infection. We can expect this because first priority is to deal with infectious individuals before preventing, but times is there also for prevention. Interestingly, only 22% of the countries at the moment are able to report any data on the results of this LTBI treatment. About 60% of the countries perform TB and LTBI screening among refugees in specific refugees centers, and same proportion has activated specific collaboration with the private sector, and in particular with Red Cross or similar organizations, which have specific expertise in dealing with these populations. Another issue is that 75% of the countries reported that they are doing the screening of TB as per national and international guidelines in force, but they would like to increase this and there are plans to improve. And only half responded that they are really applying international recommendations in terms of LTBI screening. This is much more difficult to do because of the large numbers, even in rich countries. Another issue is that it's apparent that infection control measures are not appropriate in several of the countries surveyed, and there is quite a lot of need to work on this.
Thank you. So in order to close now, can you summarize what are the ERS Union WHO recommendations in that matter?
Yes, those are included in a statement that has been recently published in the ERJ in the EU CONA. And the two organizations, ERS and the Union, with participation of WHO, strongly recommend, first of all, to adapt and implement the principles of the WHO TB strategy to ensure adequate prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of TB and of LTBI by the extent countries can afford because of the high number. Second, to provide quality surveillance, monitoring, evaluation, and operational research to enhance TB prevention, control, and care among refugees. Three, to ensure timely screening for active TB among refugees coming from middle or high TB incidence countries. Four, avoiding any kind of stigma and stereotypes of both the TB infected and people and the vulnerable groups. Five, to promote as discussed previously, the principles of the Pillar 2 of the NTB strategy, universal access and prevention of catastrophic costs, and free access for all these individuals, both for TB and LTBI-related services. And finally, six, ensuring quality infection control that includes preventing measures for staff and providing HIV testing counseling for the HIV and TB-HIV co-infected individuals. I think the important this statement is extremely important and timely and will inform additional documents and will enhance future research on this area, which is really needed.
Well, thank you very much, GB, for this very clear and structured information. This was Marc Imbert, chief editor of the ERJ, discussing today the tuberculosis burden in refugees with Professor GB Migliori from the Foundation Maugeri in Tradate, Italy. Thank you again, GB, and thanks for publishing all these important documents in the European Respiratory Journal.
Thank you very much for inviting me to this important podcast.